Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in at this time from Paramount Sports our friend Lee Sterling. He joins us. He makes some picks with us. He is he's oh so good, and we welcome him in every Friday now. And we talk to him. Lee, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was if you saw the Bad Beat segment that they have following the Monday night game, those were all my games last week. I always have 1 week during the college football year where you have some bad beats, but never the first week of the year. So I was involved in all those games, like Northwestern, Mississippi, that were decided by the last play of the last couple minutes, and sometimes you just got to take it on the chin and move on.
Well, I actually like getting it out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we'd all rather get that out of the way in week one.
I have to look at. I just have never had it happen to me the first week of the year.
Well, that's fine. And by the way, you can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us. Okay, let's get to the picks. Yep. Let's get to this week. Let's just forget about last week. How about we do that? First game, Clemson. Yeah, Clemson and A&M. The number is 17. Clemson numbers are going to probably be big all year. Is 17 too big or isn't it?
Well, the public seems to be betting A&M. This line started at 18.5. I think it's going to close about 16. Last year, Jimbo Fisher had some decided advantages over Clemson. He had faced him 8 straight years, so he knew their personnel. So on top of that, Dabo was still juggling quarterbacks, played both of them in this game, couldn't decide on one, went back and forth. I think the biggest mismatch in this game is watching T. Higgins and Justin Ross, both 6'4", they'll be top 10, top 15 picks out of Clemson at wide receiver, against two new cornerbacks for Texas A&M. Kellen Mond is not going to throw for 430 yards like he did in last year's game. They went down to the two-point conversion here. Clemson doubles up A&M, 48-24.
All right, let's bring it to the backyard for just a moment here, Lee. And Pitt disappointed a lot of people with their performance last week against Virginia. They get a MAC team at home, but it's the team picked to win their division in the MAC, the Ohio Bobcats. And they get them at a weird start time, 11 a.m. at Heinz Field.
Yeah, and I'm hearing college football on ESPN is looking to push teams like MAC teams to start playing at 9 a.m. So, you know, I think it's nice if you're just sitting in your office or sitting at home on Saturday morning, but I think it's bad for college football. But in this game, Pitt is just going to have to play better. I mean, let's call it like we see it. There were special teams gaffes in that game. The offensive line was atrocious. 4 new starters, and it showed. They had 4 sacks that they gave up. The play calling by Mark Whipple was uneven and not good at all. And then the execution by their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, just nothing went right here. Ohio quarterback Nathan Rourke, this kid can play. He's 11-4, last 15 as a dog, as is Solich, their head coach. They get up for these kind of games, and I think they're going to slow down the game, and I think it's going to be a back-and-forth game. I Pitt winning 27-24, but 6.5 points, I think it's too much. I think they're trying to bait you into taking Pitt. I'm not taking the bait. Go with Ohio, plus the points. I think it's a 3-point game.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Talking to our friend Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Check him out online. Check out his picks. We love talking to him. Okay, we move on to the pros. Baltimore and Miami. Lee, I think this is going to be a conversation all year. Does Baltimore have a quarterback problem, or don't they have a quarterback problem? And how much value is in that quarterback in Baltimore?
I think he works with the system that they put in. I don't think he's ever going to be a great passer. I don't think his mechanics are great, but I think they put some nice pieces around him now, running back and receiver. They have three guys, running backs, that all do things a little bit differently, and I think they all add up to a real nice running game, and they're going to be a tough, tough out. They're facing a Miami team, how about this, that has just absolutely torn down the team. They're trying to make sure they get the number one pick. How bad is their defensive line that last year that they had a couple players, but they ranked second to last in run defense. Now they're going to face the number two run defense. And even when they got to throw the football, Miami's every guy on their roster, all six defensive linemen, career add up to 3.5 sacks. So they let go their best defensive lineman. Who knows why? They said he wasn't the right fit on the defensive line. They want defensive tackles that can also play defensive end and rush the passer. Just doesn't seem right here. Lamar Jackson is from the area about 40 miles north of the state. I think this is the easiest game on the NFL card here. You want to go big on a game, lay 6.5. Baltimore destroys Miami 33-10.
One of the games we're going to pick later, Lee, so we're curious what your take on it is Cleveland going down to Nashville to take on the Titans. Everybody's super high on the Browns, it seems, although some of that hype may be cooling off as the regular season approaches. What do you expect in this first game with Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens at the helm?
You know, I don't think the hype's going to cool down until they lose a couple games. And I just think that this team, Cleveland, has some nice pieces. You know, they have some guys that are great, and you're going to see, you know, some amazing highlights from Beckham and Baker Mayfield running down the field, and they're going to have some exciting games. But no team is more hyped in the NFL than the Browns. They're like the Texas Longhorns of college football. But Tennessee, the reason no one, you know, picks them to win games is they just don't have any superstars. But they don't have any glaring weaknesses. How about this? They had a winning record in 2018. A lot of people don't realize that. Only two teams gave up fewer points than the Titans did last year. They ranked sixth in pass defense. And Baker Mayfield, when he faced top 18 pass defenses, 1-5. Straight up, 2-3 against the spread with a 10-touchdown, 11-interception ratio there. So the Titans have added some nice pieces for Marcus Mariota, Adam Humphries in the slot, wideout rookie A.J. Brown, and Delanie Walker's healthy again here. Wrong team's favorite, guys. Tennessee knocks off Cleveland 27-24.
My man, Lee, there's, you know what? You got the energy in your voice today. What do you got
you
going
gotta have
on
it.
Today,
you gotta bring it. I mean, what's better than the first week of NFL action?
Well, for you, it's going to get better. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling
it.
NFL
anymore.
Action.
And let me tell you something, guys. There's a lot of handicappers who claim they win every day, win every week.
I know.
I use my real name. I'm a former college quarterback. I know what it's all about. You know, you're going to have some ups and downs, but if someone's with me over the long haul, they're going to win. Out of 26 years, I've had 25 winning years.
I'm totally with you, and we're all in on this game, as you know. I mean, obviously, Western Pennsylvania, we're here in Pittsburgh. We know exactly all the history with what happens in Foxborough when the black and gold get on that charter plane and they go north and east. They generally get up there, and it's not a good result. The numbers dance in between 5.5 and 6 for this game. What should people play with the Steelers in New England? You're going to tell me all about the history, and I don't know. I'm undecided right now, Lee.
Well, I think this is one of the tougher games to handicap. I'm going to give you a side and a total. I think the total's a little easier. The total's like 49.5. I do think you're going to see both teams slow it down here. I don't think it's going to be a shootout, even though teams have weapons. Gordon for New England and the receiving core, which is really starting to emerge for Pittsburgh, with Schuster and also Washington. I think Washington's going to be a nice weapon. I think the game's going to be won in the center of the field. So whichever team can move the chains, throw to their running backs, throw to their tight ends. I don't think you're going to see New England throw to the tight ends a whole lot. I think you're going to see them in 4 wide receiver set or 3 wide receivers, a fullback and a tailback. They just don't have any tight ends that are decent. They're going to wait till next year and maybe draft a couple. Draft's pretty strong, but yeah, everyone knows the history here, but I think the strongest play is the under. I think we're going to see something like a 24-17 game. gun to my head, I like New England here. I just think they're the right side. I think even though Pittsburgh's defense is improving on the road, I just think opening week, tough nut to crack. Give me New England, but the under, by far the better play here.
All right, before we let you run, Lee, yep. Your game of the week, give it to us. What do you got?
Game of the week this week is we're going to look at my Miami Hurricanes. They're traveling to North Carolina. Must win for Miami. They cannot start off 0-2 and 0-1 in the ACC. North Carolina shocked top 25 South Carolina last week. So, like I said, it's going to be a great week of NFL and college football. Also, big games going on around the country. If they want to check those out, go to the website, ParamountSports.com. You want to see videos of some other big games, Nebraska, Colorado, LSU, Texas, USC, Stanford. I put out videos that come out on Wednesday night. Just subscribe there. You'll receive a notice every single Wednesday night that you can check out these videos and also some great NFL games. So ParamountSports.com. And my biggest play of the year goes on Saturday. Found a college game. I rate my games from 10 to 50 units. Found a game, I think the line's off 2 or 3 touchdowns. So on these 40 to 50 unit plays were documented 37 and 14 the last 11 years. If you want to hop on board, just go to ParamountSports.com or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
You know what? After last week, I'm never betting Florida State again in the history of my life, just so you know that.
Here's what's amazing about that game, and I've watched Florida State since the late 60s, early 70s. It's the first time I've seen Florida State. They had like 11 or 12 guys cramp up in that game. Had to be taken off.
Boise was more prepared for the Florida weather than Florida State, Lee.
Yeah, and beaten by a true freshman. This kid, Bachmeier, was incredible for Boise State. How does Boise find these kids year after year after year? So, Florida State, let me tell you something. If they have trouble with Louisiana Monroe, you're going to see a couple guys that don't play a whole lot. They'll be hitting the transfer portal by Monday.
Lee, we thank you as always. Great stuff. We're glad that we forged this relationship. We'll talk to you again next week. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. And trust me, even though I'm giving out New England as a very small play, I'll be rooting for you. Down here in Miami, New England's kind of owned us for about 20 years.
Thanks again, Lee. We'll talk.
All right,
thanks, man.
Take care.
Yes. Great stuff. I listen to a lot of different handicappers, a lot of different guys on different shows, not just on our station either, all over nationally. You won't find someone who is as prepared and has as much background or information. You just won't.
And again, somebody that's willing to tell you when he's missed.
Yeah.
And that's big in that game.
Gets to dig in at the University of Texas, too. I kind of like that. I'm all right with that. Lee Sterling, really, really great stuff from him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.